The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel. The professional vacation planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel have the experience and knowledge and know-how to get the best out of your vacation. So for your next trip, you'd be best served to visit them at meitravel.com, mousefantravel.com, or visit the Mickey Miles Podcast website and click on the banner.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 72 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from Parts Unknown. WW Today. And with me on today's show is, as always, Michelle Scribner-McLean, who I guess she's home. I'm not sure. Are you on the road or are you home?
No, I just came back from the Virginia Wine Country Half Marathon, Mike.
And how'd you do?
I did great. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. I'm here back in the frozen tundra we like to call New Hampshire. It is very cold. It's 56. Yuck.
Well, you know, pretty soon the snow will be gone.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, on a positive spin, I have a shout out for a listener whose name is Ray Goodman. And she did her first race post-surgery and she did a PR. She did a PR, so that's pretty awesome. So good for you, Ray, and thank you for listening.
Awesome. That's a good shout-out, Michelle, because it kind of transitions into what this show is all about, and it talks about one of the things that you and I talked about when we started thinking about doing this type of a podcast. As much as we talk about Run Disney events and all kinds of things running, I think that one of the objectives we also had was to motivate people, to inspire people. And we brought someone on today's show, a very dear friend of ours, who we hope to do the same thing. His name is Brian Thompson, and Brian is a friend of ours. We have met Brian through Mouse Fest, through Magic Meets, through Reunion. And Brian is on a very special journey, and we've asked Brian to come on to talk to us about it, and we're pretty excited to have him come on. Brian, welcome to the show, and thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Mike. And Michelle.
Well, you know, Mike, you said that we wanted to motivate people, but I think one of the reasons we wanted to have Brian on is because Brian has motivated us, and we are very, very proud and privileged to call you a friend, Brian, and very happy that you're going to be here. So, Brian, we know that recently you made a very important kind of life-changing decision, not kind of, very life-changing decision, and you were kind enough to agree to come and talk about it with folks on the podcast. So we were wondering if you could share with us what happened.
Well, about 8 weeks ago, I underwent a Roux-en-Y gastric bypass. Now, what that is a surgery to basically bypass the majority of my stomach to enable weight loss. But more importantly for me, it was to combat the effects of diabetes, type 2 diabetes. This enabled me 2 days after surgery to be totally off of insulin. And since that time, in the 8 weeks, I've lost 80 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. So, Brian, what led you to that important decision?
Well, I've struggled with my weight, for 25 years. And I would be very up and down. It was sort of like a roller coaster, except not as much fun. And it got to the point where simple tasks, such as even bending over to tie my shoes, was difficult. The final straw, though, for me was just overhearing a coworker of mine mentioning something about, I bet he never goes to the beach because if he did, they'd try to push him back in the water.
Oh, Brian.
And it just kind of like, seriously, dude, this is not high school. And But it really made me think, and I thought, well, I'm going to look into bariatric surgery. So I attended my first session with the at the bariatric center, and the most sobering statistic I heard was that 2/3 of the people with my conditions, which were obviously morbid obesity, type 2 diabetes, borderline hypertension, pretty much whatever, sleep apnea, obstructive sleep apnea, didn't live till their 65th birthday. And that just kind of was a big wake-up call for me.
Now, Brian, did it affect your touring the parks when you went to Disney? Because I know, like, Mike and I, you and your lovely wife, Laura, go to the parks an awful lot. Did you notice the effects there?
Oh, definitely. Between blisters and just general fatigue, but primarily the blisters. The diabetes actually cost me part of a toe a couple years ago. And since that time, I can't go to the parks without getting a blister of some sort. It's gotten to the point where I've had to name my toes. And it wasn't fun. Reunion 2011 was actually pretty miserable for me. I was in the happiest place on earth with some of the best people I know, and I just wanted to go home.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian.
And that's not how my vacationing should be.
No, and you're one of the most positive people we know and very, very much fun. We've done a lot of things at Disney World together, and they're my fondest memories, including a sip and snack.
I had to bring that up, Ron.
But let me bring something up. There may be folks listening to us right now who are saying, you know, that sounds like something that maybe can help me. But one of the things that I know that many people may not realize is that you just can't sign up and say, you know, I want to get this procedure and walk in next week and have it done. There are some things that you have to do. You have to prepare for it. You have to make sure that you are in proper health to go through the procedure. So what I was curious about was, did you have to do anything? Did you have to get to a certain threshold? Did you have to achieve some type of conditioning before you could go through the procedure?
Oh, yes, most definitely. It's actually, I was 10 months between when I decided to go in for my first consult and when I had the surgery done. Primarily, you're dealing with insurance, and depending on what type of insurance you have, they'll mandate how long of a waiting period you have to have. Now, my coverage said I had to have at least 6 months, and what that means is in that 6 months, I had to see my personal physician once a month to get my weight monitored. There was lab work involved. I also had to go to classes to learn about what the various surgical options were. I worked with two exercise physiologists who taught me the proper way how to work out. I met with nutritionists and even a psychologist. All of them had to sign off on it before I could even have the surgery. And as my surgeon told me, he said, I'm not going to operate on just anybody. You have to be dedicated because I don't want you to fail. And that just really drove up my respect for him. And it took me a while to make sure I was going to do this because I was scared. But by the same token, everybody was so very, very supportive. And I was at the point where this is what I needed to do to get myself healthy.
So, Brian, it sounds like it's not just the physical surgery. You need to have behavioral changes, too. You have to think about your life a little differently, maybe.
Exactly. I mean, it's tough. I mean, food has always been huge in my family and just socially. You know, one of the highlights of going to reunion is the annual Ohana feast. And, you know, I have to rethink that now.
Mm-hmm. So you said this happened 8 weeks ago, and losing 80 pounds is pretty amazing. So that's one of the ways that your life has changed. How has losing that weight changed your life, and what other things have changed?
Well, having the weight off has helped, obviously, with my blood sugar it's been pretty much normal. Not only that, I've had more energy, more desire to do things, and it's nice to be able to go into your closet and pull out clothes you haven't worn in a while that actually fit. Not only that, just the reduction in the weight has enabled me to get back to playing some golf, and I just generally feel better. The other thing to consider is that I can actually sleep now without... I still wear my CPAP machine, but I don't have to.
What's that?
That's my CPAP for the obstructive sleep apnea. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It basically keeps a positive flow of air pressure through your respiratory system so you don't basically starve yourself of oxygen at night. And I can go without that just with standard snoring instead of gasping for breath.
And what about diet and exercise? Has that changed at all?
It's changed an awful lot. My former diet would involve a lot of carbs because while carbs are good and tasty and not very good for you, but they taste good. I'm now primarily a protein diet. Basically half of every meal is protein. I basically had to relearn how to eat because stuff that I would eat before, I can't eat anymore. It doesn't exactly work well. Let's say it doesn't play well.
We get it. So lots more vegetables, lots more protein. And I mean, it sounds like you think that maybe your next trip to Disney will be a little bit different too in terms of what you're eating and the choices that you make.
It's definitely going to be a change. It's actually going to save a lot of money because now we can just get one counter service meal and share it. And as far as the higher end type dining establishments, there's a good appetizer menu because I can't actually, my physical capacity has been diminished.
Your capacity to eat a lot of food.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think a lot of us, the portions are so large in so many restaurants at Disney. I know that I frequently choose from the appetizer menu.
You know, my stomach went from being, I guess normally about the size of a fist when it's not full to about the size of a thumb.
So, Brian, I know that we think the world of you. You have a lot of people who are part of your support system. What is your support system? I mean, you've mentioned a few people, your doctor and your physical therapist. Who else?
Well, primarily would be my wife, Laura. She has been a rock, and she's just very concerned with that I'm getting the nutrition that I need, getting the exercise that I need, and doing the right things. And as such, she's actually started to embrace some more healthier choices. And it's been good that we can play off of each other. You know, I'm not as tempted to cheat on my diet.
That's great. Anybody else?
Well, it took my mom and my sister a long time to come around, but you know, once they actually saw that I was in this for the long haul, they bought in and have been very supportive. Not to mention the Disney community. I had so many well wishes from folks that I know peripherally through Reunion or Magic Meets. Fred Block was apparently texting Laura the entire time I was in surgery. Mike Newell has been, you know, a big supporter. It's been great. Another shout out would be another friend of your show, Brad Garfinkel. Yes, he's been full of advice and things that I can do to be healthier and be a little bit more active. I mean, I'll never be him. I'm not going to be running 47 miles in a weekend because, well, I might do that in a car.
That's cool. That's great. And you'd be there for everybody else too. You give what you get, I think.
Yeah,
get what you give.
And social media has been great. I've connected with a lot of folks who've had a similar procedure, or not even if not the same one, bariatric surgery of another form where we've all dealt with the same type of issues. And it's great to have people to bounce ideas off of. And the final level is my healthcare team. They've just been wonderful.
That's great.
Brian, when you talk about support system. One of the obvious main reasons for the support system being so important is that it helps us and helps you meet the challenges along the way. And I was just wondering, can you share with us what your biggest challenges have been through this journey?
I have this bizarre craving for pizza. I mean, seriously, like a slobbering craving for pizza. But other than that, the biggest challenge has been that I sometimes forget I had this because I feel so good. And I'll pick up the wrong food, or I might try to eat a little too fast, and it's a wake-up call. You learn and you go on from there. And I'm not perfect. I'm going to make a lot of mistakes, but the important thing is that I keep moving forward. And I have my friends and my family to really, really help me with that.
So we are, as you know, a Run Disney-oriented podcast. And one of the reasons that we thought it would be great to have you come on to the show and to have you come on a few times is for you to share what we already know is your goal related to Run Disney. Would you like to share it?
Oh, that's right. I'm doing the goofy. No, I'm just kidding.
The dopey, yeah.
I'm actually going to do my first ever 5K in January of 2014.
And how do you feel about that?
I am scared and I am thrilled.
What are you scared about?
Well, I've never run that far before. I've walked that far, but I've never been much of a runner. I was usually the guy doing the mandatory mile in high school at the back of the pack going, yeah, whatever.
And so what are you thrilled about? I mean, what are you looking forward to?
Well, it's something that's been on my mind since I knew some friends who did it. And I just thought, you know what? If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it big. And so Laura signed up to do it. I've joined Team All Ears. And I'm looking forward to just doing this with the people who have become my friends and my teammates.
That's great, and we can't wait to do it with you. We're planning on doing it with you, if you'll have us.
Oh, more the merrier.
So, Brian, how are you preparing for this race?
Well, I've gotten out of an orthopedic boot last Tuesday, actually. I had gotten another blister in a surprise move while I was walking in the hospital. They make you walk post-surgery, and there wasn't much else to do, and the cable package wasn't particularly good. So one day I decided to walk about 2¾ miles in the hallways of the hospital and managed to do it in socks and get a very nice blister that just would not heal. So it's finally healed. I had a little procedure done on the toe. And now that I've done it, I've started back with cardio and even got myself a very nice pair of running shoes. I've been posting the picture because, well, they're very nice and shiny. My next step, though, is actually I'm looking at the couch to 5K because, well, let's face it, I spend a lot of time on a couch. And this gives me the best option, I think, to start doing intervals and doing more than just walking that 5K. I'm going to run at least part of it.
So you just looked up a program online, or are you using an app?
The app.
Cool. That's
great.
Because,
well, technology is wonderful.
Yes, when Brian and I are not playing our 17 Words with Friends games, he's going to be out running, right?
Actually, I'm going to try to play while I'm running.
Good, that might let me win some.
Brian, we're talking about the 5K, which is about 6, 7, 8 months away. And depending upon one's perspective, that can be looked upon as being a long-term goal or a short-term goal. Do you have any thoughts about long-term goals, what you want to achieve? I mean, is there a golden pot at the end of a rainbow that you're looking at that is something special that you're taking aim at?
That's my big goal at the moment is to get down there and to finish the 5K and to cheer on, well, obviously cheer on the rest of my teammates who are doing the 10K, the half. Barring that, I guess my long-term goal is to just keep myself at a healthy weight and to stay active, because I found that I really, really like getting some exercise.
And do you have a weight loss goal? I mean, how much, you've lost 80 pounds.
I would actually like to lose, I've gone from 380 to 300.
I'm speechless. I'm speechless.
That's great. Good for you, Brian. That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, Brian, I know that I'm looking forward to many, many things in January. And one of the things I'm most looking forward to is not only to run with you, to get to the finish with you, but to give you a big hug and to be there when they put the medal around your neck, because, you know, people work very hard for these races, and you are definitely going to earn this medal. I was wondering if you could share, I know that you're writing about your journey, you have a blog. Could you share the websites if people want to follow you?
Yeah, it's nightfly27.wordpress.com.
Okay, we'll put that in our show notes. And what sort of things are you writing about there?
Well, I started out writing primarily about weight loss, and then as my goals changed, started throwing in some social commentary, which you can always avoid if you're not into that. And then once I opted to do the bariatric route, that's what the primary focus of the blog has been. I've just shared some stories. Some of the, you know, periodically there's some somewhat more questionable language. So if you're squeamish about that, I don't do it a lot, but it does, if I'm really incensed about something, I tend to write about everything.
We all have days like that. We say, Jiminy Cricket, I've had a bad day.
Exactly.
So, Brian, before we close the show, I was going to ask you to sum up everything. How do you feel about this? How do you feel about the decision? How do you feel about the progress? How do you feel about the outlook? Just describe to our audience how you feel about everything right now.
It's the toughest decision I've ever made in my life. I've basically opted to undergo major surgery in an effort to be healthy. As such, it's changed my attitudes, and I've been thrilled with my progress so far, although frustrated when I was in the orthopedic boot because I couldn't work out to the extent that I wanted to. Prior to surgery, I was at the gym 6 days a week. Post-surgery, I was going for 2 hours a week. And it was a big change. Now that I'm healed up, I find myself just wanting to be more active. I don't like to sit around and watch TV anymore. I try to be doing something else while I'm doing it, while I'm watching television. Even if it's just going out to the driving range and hitting golf balls. You know what? It's active. The other thing that's been a huge change for me is I'm relearning what I can eat, what I can enjoy, and I don't need to clean my plate all the time. I just take less food.
I think a lot of us have to learn that.
Yeah, I think we all have to learn. We all have to learn from you, Brian, and you're becoming our teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a case in point. My wife and I love to go to Chipotle. Before surgery, I could eat an entire burrito bowl and half a bag of chips, and I was good. Now that same burrito bowl with a lot less rice and a lot more beans winds up lasting me 5 meals.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's cool.
Wow.
That's great.
That's amazing.
So that's,
wow.
Well, Brian, we would love to have you come back if you're willing to kind of give us an update and tell us how you're doing, tell the listeners how you're doing. We want to hear how your running is going. And
my waddling.
You're out there doing this. And thank you so much, Brian, for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It was a real pleasure. I was a little nervous about it since this is my first time, but you guys make it very, very easy, and I am thrilled to death to be teammates with the both of you, and I really, really look forward to January.
So you'll be willing to come back on?
Oh, you bet.
Oh, great. We would love it.
And I'll try to get a better headset.
It was fine.
We'll try to have better questions.
And maybe we can have Laura come on too and talk about it. I don't want to put her on the spot.
Oh, I have a story about Laura. She paid me the ultimate compliment, but I'll wait till she comes on one day to talk.
I'm pretty sure we could talk her into it.
Okay, that would be great. Okay. The Mickey Miles podcast has been brought to you by MEI Travel and MassFan Travel, offering you the best service in the travel industry. If you haven't tried them yet, well, you haven't seen the best. Give them a try at meitravel.com or mousefantravel.com. And of course, you can get to their site by clicking on their banner on the Mickey Miles Podcast website. And Brian uses them too, right, Brian?
Yes, we do. We actually booked reunion with them this year.
Great.
So, again, we thank Brian for coming on. And so far, Michelle Scribner-McLean. And for our dear friend Brian Thompson, this is Mike Scopa. We'll see you on the road.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky.